The government, through the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, has been implementing projects and programs geared towards preventing child abuse. One of the initiatives is to empower children to speak out about abuse. As a result, the OCR has been staging several school tours since 2011 geared towards encouraging primary and high school students to report abuse.
And so this year we'll be continuing with funding from UNICEF, who has come on board, and so we want to increase the percentage of children making reports.
Registrar of the OCR, Greg Smith. During these school tours, students are taught the process of reporting abuse through a series of consultations.
We are targeting some primary high schools to educate our children as it regards to their rights, their responsibilities, how they can be part of the reporting mechanism, how is it that they can save their lives, save their friends, how is it that they can share information within their school and communities.
Six schools have participated in the tour since the start of the year.
And so it has been successful so far. We have been quite a number of schools in the Western region.
Come February 18, the OCR school tour will roll out to the Yalos High School in St. Thomas. Then on February 19, the team will be in St. Mary at St. Mary Technical, and on February 20, it will be Highgate Primary and Junior High Stern to experience the OCR school tour.
It will be saturating the school itself from 12:30 to the end of school, sharing information with children and our partners. The CDA, the OCA, SISOCA, National Parenting Support Commission. We do then have community consultation in the evening at the school that all parents and community members are invited, that we have frank discussion as it regards to how we deal with issues pertaining to children, child abuse and missing children.
Registrar of the OCR, Greg Smith. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna is expected to speak at some of the sessions. The OCR is aiming to increase the level of child abuse reports filed by victims from 2% to 7%. For more information, visit the OCR's website at ocr.gov.jm.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Sometimes we live too back with me one another. We don't care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore justice.
My brethren, the one to one as the one down to you. Unity in the community, more love, less hate. Stop retaliate, less life, more life. No gun, no knife. Would have been less life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
Farmers, exporters, did you know it's your responsibility to ensure safe food is available for local and international consumption? Yes. And the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has embarked on a program to show you how to guarantee this. The Ministry's program will train and educate farmers, exporters, and consumers in the production, distribution, and consumption of safe, sanitary, wholesome, and properly labeled foods. To get more information, call the Ministry at 977-5921 or visit moa.gov.jm. So while we grow what we eat and eat what we grow, remember, food safety is everybody's responsibility.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.